Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to Classical IPR Interlochen Public Radio. The five members of the United States Air Force Midwest Winds are currently taking an extensive tour of northern Michigan. In the next week, they'll perform in Manistee, Ludington, Sheboygan, Mackinac Island, and Sault Ste. Marie. I caught up with Technical Sergeant Chantel Friedman, who is the quintet's clarinetist and spokesperson. Sergeant Chantel Friedman, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Amanda, for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Air Force bands in general.
Sure. Well, the Air Force has several different bands. Seven of them are actually stateside, and each of us cover a different section of the United States, and we do three things. We try to honor our veterans. We inspire our young people to consider a profession in the military. And we also connect with our community because, as taxpayers, you pay for us. So we want to make sure that we have your support. And then we also have a few bands that are overseas. And those bands do extra special things. They go to areas where people have never seen Americans before, and we're able to inspire them with the international language of music.
And bringing a very American concept of the concert band to them as well.
Definitely.
And then within these regional bands, these larger ensembles, there are chamber groups like Midwest Winds. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. So we have a concert band, a full concert band that's about 47 people, and then we have a separate rock band. But out of those, the concert band, we break down into several different chamber groups. And lucky for the audience members that are seeing us right now, we actually have two of our chamber groups that will be performing. We have Midwest Winds, which is the woodwind quintet, and then we also have Liberty Quartet, which is a clarinet quartet. Pretty exciting. And so these groups rehearse separately, and then we're able to take tours all around our 10-state area within the Midwest.
So talk to us a little bit about how one becomes a professional musician in the Air Force.
I, like many people, didn't expect to have a career in the military. However, when I was finishing up my master's degree at Michigan State University, I realized that performing was something that I was very passionate about, and finding a steady gig is pretty difficult. I thought that the military would be a pretty good route because not only do you get steady pay, but you actually get to give back to the community. So I noticed that there was an opening, at that time it was at the Air Force Band in San Antonio, Texas. It's called the Band of the West. And I sent in a recording of my playing, and they accepted it and asked me to come for a live audition. Had a live audition, and they accepted me, and next thing I know, I'm in basic training. And then right after basic training, you begin to start your work with the band that you're assigned. And it's a very rewarding experience. I've had the chance to go to the band that's in Europe, the Air Force band in Europe, and I've played in 30 different countries and have been having a blast doing it.
And so really the process you're describing is like any professional ensemble where you send your audition tape and then you come audition in person and then you move to wherever the ensemble is located.
That's right. That's right. It's a fairly straightforward process.
Okay, so obviously I have to ask about the basic training part. Clearly you survived that. What is that like for as a classical musician going into that?
You know, it's pretty strange for a musician because we're fairly sensitive people. And I'm not used to someone in my face yelling at me, so I took it a little bit personally that someone was yelling at me. I think maybe if I was 18 when I went through basic training, it might have been a little bit easier because I could have shut that off. But I was a bit older; I was 25 at that point, and it was a little challenging. The emotional part was challenging. So I would say if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Like, excuse me, I have a master's degree. You can't yell at me.
Right. Exactly.
So we're going to listen to a couple of recordings that Midwest Winds have made. Which one should we listen to first?
So we're going to listen to a Brazilian composer. His name is Medaglia. And he wrote this beautiful piece, Belle Epique in South America. This is just the first movement, El Porche Negro. And it's just a lovely, frilly piece that really shows off the different timbres of a woodwind quintet.
All right, here it is. Music of Julio Medaglia, performed by the United States Air Force Midwest Winds. El Porche Negro, music of Julio Medaglia, performed by the United States Air Force Midwest Winds. This is Classical IPR, and we're talking with Technical Sergeant Chantal Friedman, the clarinetist of the ensemble that we just heard. How do you, as a group, choose what music you're going to play for a particular event?
Yes. Well, it depends on what area we're going to. We've picked a very patriotic set for these concerts that we're doing. We're highlighting many American composers. Most importantly, we're highlighting Leonard Bernstein because this is the 100th anniversary of his birth this year. So we're doing Overture to Candide with the quintet. So much fun. We're absolutely having a blast with it. We're also highlighting Scott Joplin, George Gershwin. And then, of course, we have to have some marches, because what would an Air Force band concert be without marches? So we're highlighting, of course, John Philip Sousa on a few tunes. We like to get everyone's feet tapping with those numbers.
So if a young musician, say a camper at Interlaken, is interested in a career path in a military band, what's some advice you would give them?
Well, I would definitely have them check out the Air Force, the main page for the Air Force bands. So if you would Google Air Force bands, it would bring you straight to a page listing some of our openings. And if there is an opening, go ahead and get your recordings ready and make sure they are polished, because it is a very competitive audition process. And if you are asked for a live interview, I would definitely brush up on your sight reading. Because a lot of what we do in our job is sight reading, because you never know when you have to perform at a moment's notice. So I've definitely been caught sight reading some pretty difficult things quickly.
So if students are grumpy about having to do sight reading in their oral skills class, this could benefit them, even if it's
yes.
not very fun
Pay
at the
attention.
Time.
Pay attention, kids. This is important.
You need it for a job. You've brought one more piece for us today. What are we going to hear next?
This is a really lovely Spanish march. It's called Amparita Roca. And it was actually arranged by one of our Air Force band musicians. We actually arrange many things for people in our group because sometimes we just don't have exactly what we need. And this is a lovely, lovely march arranged specifically for this group.
Here is Amparita Roca, music of Jaime Teixidor. We heard a performance by the United States Air Force Midwest Winds of music of Jaime Teixidor. The piece is called Amparita Roca. We are talking with Sergeant Chantel Friedman of the United States Air Force Midwest Winds Quintet. Chantel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today here at Interlochen Public Radio.
You're very welcome. We look forward to seeing you out at our performances.
Over the next week, you can hear Midwest Winds perform in Manistee, Ludington, Sheboygan, Mackinac Island, and Sault Ste. Marie. For more information about the performances at each location, visit our website at classicalipr.org.